The man Winston Churchill called Scotland's greatest ambassador. You're on The Soundbeat.
I've seen lots of bonny lassies on my travels wide, but my heart is centered new on bonny Kate McBride.
Sir Harry Lauder was one of the biggest stars of the early 20th century. In 1911, when he released the hugely popular Roman in the Gloamin', he was the highest paid performer in the world.
Roman in the Gloamin', on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roman in the Gloamin', way my lassie by my side.
He was well loved in his native Scotland for his support of troops during World War I, including fundraising and performances, one of which found him under enemy fire. For all these efforts, Lauder was knighted by King George V in 1919. His popularity extends to the world of horticulture. Harry Lauder's walking stick, or Corylus contorta, is a twisty branched shrub, a nod to the walking stick Lauder himself used. See a picture of both right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.